The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Bigger Picture. Well, we are seeing some signs of jitters coming back to the markets, and that's due to the latest move by President Donald Trump. He has signed into law legislation that could bring diplomatic action and economic sanctions against Hong Kong. So he is supporting the Hong Kong protesters, and that's despite multiple warnings by China against such a move. So how will this move markets today? Let's get the bigger picture from Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. Fine, thank you.
Hey, Sunny. So, breaking news this morning, U.S. President Donald Trump signing into law those two bills supporting the Hong Kong protesters. So, that involves Secretary of State Mike Pompeo deciding every year if Hong Kong deserves its special trading status. It also has a bit of barrier right now in selling munitions to the Hong Kong police, the tear gas and the rubber bullets. So with this happening right now and U.S.-China trade talks happening, Sunny, how do you think the markets will digest this and how do you think this will affect the trade talks?
Well, I think the markets, as we've seen early today as the news broke, will be adopting a cautious stance. I think very clearly the Trump administration is taking this as a form of leverage into the trade talks. It's really a high-risk game in the sense that the Chinese may decide if the U.S. doesn't cede to some of their demands to back off, the Chinese may just stand up and walk away. I mean, that's always the risk. But I think the bet is that it could have some leverage with regard to getting China to cede to some of the demands on the trade talk side. So it's a high-level risk, high-risk game that the Trump administration is probably trying to play, but we'll see. And overall, the market's cautious because of that.
And of course, you have another wave of tariffs kicking in on December 15. You have the NATO summit coming in the first week of December. Do you see any progress happening this year, or is it something likely to kick the can down the road?
I think in terms of timing-wise, I think the Trump administration would want to get a few success stories from the trade talks on the board. Because as we go into 2020, into election year, you know, it's really something where he would like to go to rallies to say that, you know, I've succeeded in twisting the Chinese arm, twisting the Chinese to do this and that. So, in my view, in the U.S. interest to get some success stories on the Chinese side, as you mentioned earlier, the economy is slowing down. So on their side too, they would want success stories on their side, except that they do not want to be seen as being arm twisted into doing so.
Yeah,
so it's really that middle line. Yeah.
Yeah, Sunny, talking about success, the markets have been doing quite well now on a 4-day winning streak, and every day is almost like a new record, fresh highs. What is happening with the markets? What is driving this rally right now, Sunny?
Well, I think a few things. One is recency bias. When you say the U.S. market has been going up, and if you look around the world, it's probably one of the few markets one can invest in with a little bit more confidence compared to the others. And also the fact of the matter is also that people have gotten used to buying the dips, and this is the case currently. But having said that, despite the fact we see headlines of record highs, we have to remember that these are really small, minute moves up. Because once you're already at a record high, another 0.5% will create another record high. Another 0.5% will create another record high. So it's not as though the market is rallying extremely strongly. It's still very cautious. It's just moving up in baby steps, creating these record highs as it takes these small little steps. So I would be quite cautious also. But at the same time, it's showing very strong resilience.
Okay, and I guess that brings to point the next question. Is this a sense of, you know, investors having a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out? Is that the sense you're getting from clients, people around you, you know, trying to get on board this bandwagon and getting a bit more risk appetite right now? Is this sustainable when you look at how normally we have a bit of a Christmas rally into December?
I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of people had positioned themselves defensively, including ourselves. If you're a long-term investor and we manage long-term money, we would rather be defensive than trade the market. For traders themselves, they would now start to move some of their defensive positions maybe into an offensive position. So these are the people who are the FOMO guys. So I think they will probably result in the markets going up a bit more in what we call the year-end rally. This year probably closing quite strongly, in fact, the markets. But over a two-year period, one has to always remember, we don't take just market performance over 1 year. Even if you look over a two-year period, because last year was a down year, this year was an up year. So when seen from that perspective, I think that tapers a lot of the optimism also.
Okay, Sunny. Looking at what the U.S. economy is reporting in terms of data, overnight we had some good data points. Q3 GDP revised to 2.1% from 1.9%. And then you had durable goods orders also rising. So that's good. And then some positive indicators from the Fed's beige book. So all in, are you seeing things bottoming out in terms of what I've been hearing about a global slowdown? Are things turning around the corner for the U.S. economy and the rest of the world?
So I think the rest of the world, we're still seeing soft numbers, and I think it's quite peculiar to the U.S. economy, and this is really manufacturing-related numbers which have been in the doldrums for the past couple of months. So I think what's happening is basically companies which have held back on capital investments given the trade war and such, they're starting to say, it looks as though we're coming to the end of the tunnel, we can see some light. We've held back all these capital investments. We need to make some, and we're making it now, especially into the new year before the books are closed and so on and so forth. So we're seeing some of that. We're seeing some of the supply chain, which was disrupted because of the trade war, being restarted back again because it's been quite some time. So all of this is adding to the manufacturing side. But having said that, I think there are some softer figures, relatively softer figures from the consumer side. So yet again, while the U.S. economy is relative to other economies doing well. Again, we've had a very long expansion, and we really have to look at the consumer, how long they can last.
All right, Sunny, I'm just looking at another interesting picture forming. It's down under, and that's the Australian dollar. I remember almost 20 years ago when I was studying in Australia, the Australian dollar versus Sing dollar was at 1.2, 1.3. And now, looking at the numbers, wow, it is at 0.92, and there is, according to some of the analysts I've been speaking with, more room to go downwards, and they're calling it for 0.9 coming soon. What's your take on where the Australian dollar is going from here? What's really weighing down on the Aussie dollar?
Well, I think economically, being tied very closely to the Chinese economy, the Australian economy is also not doing very well, and that has prompted Reserve Bank of Australia to cut rates numerous times. I think we're down to about 0.75. There is talk of the RBA going all the way down to maybe 0 or even 0.25, very much like the developed country central banks, and even adopting what we call quantitative easing. So all of this basically is a net negative on the currency, and I think we're seeing that at the moment being built into expectation.
Just for context, the Aussie dollar has lost more than 7% over the past 12 months against both the Sing dollar and the US dollar. Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance, speaking of us this morning. Sunny, thank you so much. Always great chatting with you.
Thank you for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.